Greetings from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. It's Sunday, October the 1st, 2023, and this is an audio recording of a Vesper service held by members and friends of the Congregation of Christ Church. The service follows the order of worship for Compline, starting on page 127 of the Book of Common Prayer. Our homilist tonight is Diane Halim. The service began at 6 o'clock p.m., after the tolling of the church bell.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in the newness of life, to the glory of your name.
Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Psalm tonight is 91.
1 to 6.
1 through.
1 to 6, and then 14 to 16.
Say in unison, he who dwells in the
shelter of the Most High and abides under the shadow of the Almighty,
he shall
say to the Lord, you are my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust.
He shall
deliver you from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly pestilence.
He shall
cover you with his pinions,
and
you
shall
find refuge under his wings.
His
faithfulness shall be a shield and a buckler.
You shall
not be afraid of any terror by night,
nor
of an arrow that flies by day,
of the plague that stalks in the darkness,
nor the sickness that lays waste at midday.
Because he is bound to me in love,
therefore I will deliver him.
I will protect him
because he knows my name.
He shall
call upon me,
and
I will answer him.
I am with him in trouble.
I will rescue him
and bring
him to honor.
With
long life
I
will satisfy
him
and show him my salvation.
The gospel for this evening is Luke 16, 19 through 31. And I will read this from the Message, translation, Eugene Peterson's translation. The title from this translation of the reading is The Rich Man and Lazarus. There once was a rich man, expensively dressed in the latest fashions, wasting his days in conspicuous consumption. A poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, had been dumped on his doorstep. All he lived for was to get a meal from scraps off the rich man's table. His best friends were the dogs who came and licked his sores. Then Lazarus died, the poor man died, and the rich man died. And the poor man, Lazarus, was taken up by the angels to the lap of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell and in torment, the rich man looked up and saw Abraham in the distance, and Lazarus in his lap. And he called out, "Father Abraham, mercy, have mercy. Send Lazarus to dip his fingers in water to cool my tongue. I'm in agony in this fire." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that in your lifetime you got the good things and Lazarus the bad things. It's not like that here. Here he's consoled and you're tormented. Besides, in all these matters, there is a huge chasm set between us so that no one can go from us to you, even if they wanted to, nor can anyone cross over from you to us." The rich man said, "Then let me ask you, Father, send him to the house of my father, where I have five brothers, so he can tell them the score and warn them, so they won't end up here in this place of torment." Abraham answered, "They have Moses and the prophets to tell them the score. Let them listen to them." And the rich man said, "I know, Father Abraham," he said, "but they're not listening. If someone came back from the dead, they would change things their way." Abraham replied, "If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to be convinced by someone who rises from the dead." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Funny things, not just one funny thing, but funny things happened after I read this passage from Luke 16, 19 through 31. One could call them coincidences, and some might even call them God incidences. Being Episcopalians, you probably heard that phrase. And given how these events followed each other and connected oh so loosely, and here I am with you all, and sending this homily to our Vespers group, I find this another way to learn more and make connections from this passage. So the first reading I have listed, the first time was last Sunday, September 24th, 2023. I read the gospel in the Revised Standard Version, the Message, and the First Nations Version, an indigenous translation of the New Testament. My reactions were intrigued and wondering why I had never paid attention to this reading before. I've been reading the Bible all my life, and wondering how to move forward with a homily on this reading. Maybe I could do a homily on St. Anna Alexander, deacon and patron saint of Georgia, instead. The next day, Monday, September 25th, 2023, about 9 a.m. I read the passage again and thought, I need to Google this and find a commentary about the sermon from someone, somewhere. And I did. And the one that I found put it together a little bit more for me in a way that I could understand. It was a blog on sermons, and I couldn't find the name of the author at that time, and the sermon was titled Ghost of Change from September of 2013. And again, I couldn't find the author's name, but I listed the points that stood out to me from the sermon. Number one, the sermon writer said, this is a parable, a story that Jesus tells us. Number two, this lectionary comes to us when? In late fall, late September, early October. This is the time of year we are approaching Halloween, a time for ghost stories. The sermon writer described this as a ghost story. And then the sermon author brings up Charles Dickens, The Christmas Carol, another seasonal story, and points out the similarities between the parable and the Christmas Carol. With this parable, there is a rich man without a name who seems to have little concern about Lazarus, the poor man with sores whose best friends are the dogs who licked his sores. The rich man and Lazarus die. Lazarus was taken up to heaven by the angels, and was in the lap of Father Abraham. And the rich man was buried and was in hell and tormented. The rich man could look up and see Lazarus in the lap of Father Abraham. Both Scrooge from the Christmas Carol and the rich man, when looking at their past, begged to go back and prayed for another chance. In the Christmas Carol, Scrooge was able to go back, but in the parable, the rich man was not able to go back. And this is my assessment here. And this is the way it is for us. Sometimes we can go back. Sometimes we can go back to apologize, to make amends, to talk to people. And then other times people move on, they pass away, and there are times when we can't make amends, at least in this life. And those regrets can be tormenting. And I did, I put the website, I sent this to you, where I found the sermon, and I did find the author of this sermon today, and it turns out that now he's a blogger, a writer, and a writing coach, and when he wrote the sermon, he was Pastor Tim. So, you know, things change. Monday, September 25th at noon, same day. It was virtual daily prayer in Cardia Lumina. This is my virtual community that I check into several times a week. And usually for daily prayer, someone is signed up to lead. But that day, we could not figure out who was signed up. I told them that I had something, that I could read this passage and also comments from the sermon. And I was thinking, maybe the daily prayer people can give me some ideas for this homily. So I read the passage, and while I was reading, I was thinking, this is probably really boring for them. This is such a creative group who put so much into their daily prayer offerings. They have been studying about this all their lives. But I read along from the passage in the Bible and gave the observations from the sermons that I gave you guys. And the lectionary reading about approaching Halloween, the ghost story, similarities with the Christmas Carol. Then my friend from Cardia Lumina, Viv Vega, pipes up thanking me for this reading. She goes on to say that her family is from Cuba, and I think she's about 57 years old. So she and her family would probably have been in South Florida at this time. And she said that she remembered her father having a statue of St. Lazarus that was over 6 feet tall, and that this St. Lazarus was covered with sores, and there were dogs around his legs licking his legs. She went on to say that there was a day, a night for St. Lazarus, and it started with a parade to the church. Then they went to church, and then there was a parade to party all night. There were statues of St. Lazarus everywhere at that time. People carried signs with St. Lazarus' name and pictures, and there were drums, bongos, singing, and dancing. She did say that as a child, she remembered there was a lot of drinking going on at this celebration, too, and that there were people who danced so much they wound up on the floor, dancing, shaking, and singing while laying down. She also said that on I Love Lucy, there were parts of the episode where Desi Arnaz as Ricky Ricardo was passionately singing and playing Babaloo on the drums. And Viv said that those who weren't Cuban at the time probably didn't know that Ricky Ricardo was singing in a frenzy to an Afro-Cuban deity. Monday, September 25th, after virtual daily prayer. After this unexpected and welcome daily prayer gift to me, to Viv, and maybe to others, I had work to do. But I could not keep myself from looking on the internet more about Lazarus. So, okay, there's this parable about Lazarus that Jesus tells us about. And then also there's Lazarus, who's the brother and the friend of the Marys. You remember a couple of weeks ago I talked about the different Marys here. And the one that was the brother and the friend of the Marys was the one who was raised from the dead. So some commentators write that there are two different Lazarus in the Bible. And then there are a few who emphatically say there is just one Lazarus. So in my reading, I concluded that like there are many Marys in the Bible, there's more than one Lazarus. And as I read about the listing of the saints, there is Saint Lazarus of Bethany, the brother of the Marys who was raised from the dead, and then Lazarus of the parable, who is often called San Lazaro. Would that be how you pronounce San Lazaro? And the pictures of San Lazaro showed him with sores and dogs by his side. I Googled San Lazaro and found a wonderful article from the Smithsonian, and I'm putting the link below. You'll have to see this. And the article confirmed the fascinating memories of Viv Vega. The article published in 2015 documented how San Lazaro's celebration is on December 17th. Viv didn't remember the date, but anyway. And in 2014, this had been the day that it was announced that diplomatic relations between Cuba and the U.S. had been restored. And so all in the celebrations thought that San Lazaro's celebration and the occurrence of this on the same day was quite auspicious. And I have the link. And more about the link, the article includes pictures of the celebrations and the crowds. Some people carry crutches or crawl on the ground to honor San Lazaro as the saint of the poor and the infirm. In the article, there are pictures of people blowing cigar smoke in the face of San Lazaro, and this is from an African tradition of blowing smoke on those that are revered. And then in the article, there is a 2.2 minute, 16 second YouTube of Ricky Ricardo and his orchestra from I Love Lucy, emotionally and intensely performing Babalu. I wonder how I missed this on one of the reruns from the 1950s. And of course, I posted this article in Cardi Alumna. Wednesday, September 27th. I have a colleague whose family is from Cuba, and I asked her about St. Lazarus, and she immediately told me that her grandmother prays to St. Lazarus, and that she, my colleague, has a St. Lazarus tattoo. And because we were texting, I have not seen her St. Lazarus tattoo yet. But for me, that was just another sign, just another step on my journey with St. Lazarus. Sunday, October 1st, today. The week passes, and I don't know what to do with all this. I also learned that in Cuba on San Lazaro Day, that Lazarus in the parable with the sores and the dogs, and Lazarus, the brother and friend of Mary's, who was healed, they're the same saint. They're not different, like in some of the commentaries. So what do I make of this? We make of this. The differences in how we in the U.S. see Jesus, and also Europe too. Jesus, the Marys, Lazaruses, and the role of saints in Christianity. We got into a discussion in Cardi Alumna about, you know, praying to the saints in some faiths and how in other faiths we don't. And this Cuban tradition was blended from Catholicism and African celebration and worship. And today, when I think of my worship surroundings here, there are those who worship with great fervor. There are people who have tattoos of those who inspire them. There are places where there's electronic instruments, flashing lights, and PowerPoint screens rather than hymnals and prayer books. Well, to end this, I want to end in a place that I call home. The Book of Common Prayer from 1979. And this is in the Book of Common Prayer on page 818. This is a prayer for unity of the church, thinking of all of these different parts here in the United States, in our community, and internationally. O Father, O God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior, the Prince of Peace, give us grace seriously to lay to heart with great dangers what great dangers we are in by our unhappy divisions. Take away all hatred and prejudice, and whatever else may hinder us from godly union and concord. That is, that there is but one body and one spirit, one hope of our calling. O Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. So we may all be of one heart and of one soul, united in one holy bond of truth and peace, of faith and charity, and may with one mind and one mouth glorify thee. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life may rest in your eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake.
Amen.
Entertain your intercessions and thanksgivings.
Thanks for the weather.
Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping,
that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Lord, you now have set your servant free
to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Guide us waking,
O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.
Thank you.
This recording is from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. For more information, please check our website at www.christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.